Boy, and now star number two.
Let me introduce to you, I'm Philip Morris Knight. Star number two, presented by Horace Heights.
Star number two, a very attractive young lady, Margaret Davis. Margaret, I understand that you're 22 years old and a student at Drake University.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Heights.
And you're considered one of the most promising violin players in this section of the country.
Well, I enjoy playing the violin very much, and I do practice hard.
Tell me, what is your ambition?
I'd like to be a concert violinist.
And what are you going to play for us this evening?
I shall play Charlotte by Monty.
That sounds marvelous. Margaret Davis. Thank you very much, Margaret. And now we have those triple-tongued puppeteers featured in the all-time favorite Linger a While. But first, some news.
Ladies and gentlemen, when eminent nose and throat specialists give their opinions and their suggestions on smoking, those suggestions cannot be ignored. For no one is more qualified than these top-ranking doctors to know the scientific facts about smoking. So it is with pride that we give you now a summary of reports on smoking, written individually by leading nose and throat specialists all over America. These specialists report two things. One, that in their opinion, Philip Morris is definitely less irritating than any other leading cigarette. And two, that they suggest, in cases of irritation due to smoking, change to Philip Morris. Yes, that's a professional suggestion well worth acting on. For when you change to Philip Morris, you not only change to a better cigarette, but to a cigarette that gives you more pleasure, because there's less irritation to interfere with that pleasure. Yes, you'll notice that Philip Morris gives you a cleaner, fresher, milder smoke, and that all the flavor, all the good taste of choice, ripe, mellow tobaccos really comes through for your complete enjoyment. That's why we say, if every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris. America's finest cigarette. Linger a while. Number three.
Here's star number three on Philip Morris Knight. Star number three, presented by Horace Knight.
Star number three, that 17-year-old high school boy from Fresno, California, who has shown his versatility on the accordion by playing such numbers as Lady in Spain, Bumble Boogie, Chico Chico, Cross Street Rides, the five-time winner and still champ, Dick Contino. And Dick, tell me. Dick, what are you playing this evening?
I'd like to play Dizzy Fingers.
Dizzy Fingers. I believe this is one of the first times that famous piano solo has ever been attempted on the accordion. Dick Contino.
Thank you.
George Dick. And now star number four.
There's hell in Joe Lord on Philip Morris night. So meet star number four, presented by Horace White.
And star number four is Ralph Keir. Tell me, Mr. Keir, how long have you lived here in Des Moines?
Practically all my life.
All your life. And what is your occupation?
I'm a special teacher of instrumental music in the Des Moines schools.
And what are you going to do here this evening?
I'd like to play the ocarina.
The ocarina? And to what do you attribute your technique on the ocarina?
Well, perhaps my tongue, I also the trumpet, and my agile fingers to the flute.
Well, that certainly is marvelous. And here we have Listen to the Mockingbird, played by Ralph Keir on a 3-inch sweet potato.
Horace presents tonight's potential stars in review, and the folks here in Des Moines will select tonight's winner of $250 and a step up the ladder to stardom. If tonight's winner wins over next week's contestant, he's on his way to that grand prize of $5,000 and radio, stage, and screen contracts.
Yes, friends, it's up to you. So, boys and girls, let's cast in review. First, Bill Dutcher. Margaret Davis. And Dick Contino. And Ralph Peer. And now the door of opportunity is wide open. Our producers in the control booth checking the special opportunity meter, which tells the final decision of the audience. In a minute, we'll know who holds the golden key. But first, here's something to think about.
Remember this. You're twice as sure of twice the pleasure when you smoke Philip Morris. And here's why. First, you enjoy the pleasure of smoking the world's finest premium tobaccos, mellow and mild and superbly blended. And second, you enjoy the extra pleasure of smoking the one, the only leading cigarette recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists as definitely less irritating. Yes, you're twice as sure of twice the pleasure when you smoke Philip Morris. So next time you call for cigarettes, call for Philip Morris, made in America by Americans to please American taste.
And now here's the star Philip Morris found tonight. The door of opportunity swings wide open for tonight's winner, who is 3,000 fair and honest people of Des Moines can't be wrong, the accordion player Dick Quintino. Well, Dick, it's miraculous.
Thank you, Charlie.
I've never heard anything like it. Six times in a row, and you certainly have these very fair people here in Des Moines, so thanks for that. How do you feel about it, Dick?
Oh, I'm really excited, and I sure want to thank these people.
You've been excited all week long practicing that number. You've not only run the golden key to the door of opportunity, but here's your check for $250, and you'll appear with us again next week when we broadcast from the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis. Minneapolis has given many great stars to stage, screen, and radio. As the Minneapolis gets set, our champ is coming. We'd like to thank all our other contestants. You all have splendid talent. And in these envelopes, there's a token of appreciation from Philip Morris. Ralph Peer, you did wonderful work this evening. And here, Margaret Davis, very, very fine work. And Bill Dutcher here is an envelope for you. You did marvelous too. Good luck to you in the days to come. Friends, last week on our broadcast in Omaha, we introduced a young chap, 22 years old, Harold Parr by name, who created so much favorable comment that we've asked him back this week to appear as our guest star. Harold, how do you feel this evening?
Just fine, Mr. Hyde, and I'm thankful to be here.
Well, that's very fine. And what are you going to sing for us?
I'd like to sing the Whippin' Coop song.
That sounds excellent.
To the tables down at Maurice, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we love so well. Sing the whippin' coops assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast itself. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep. You have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba. Gentlemen, songsters off on a street, doomed from here to
you know, Harold, what an ovation. An ovation. I bet you're happy, Hal, boy.
Yes, sir.
You know, Hal, maybe everything happens for the best. For although you did not win last week, you're now a regular member of the Musical Night. And I'd like to assure everyone that in the days to come, we're going to take good care of Harold. It's my feeling, ladies and gentlemen, that Harold's beautiful voice should place him right up at the top with the other singers in our country. And you can help put him there by telling all your friends to tune in next week and hear Harold sing. If you will help build a following for Harold, we'll help keep him on the radio. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, we open a week's engagement at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis, and we'll broadcast from that stage next Sunday. And for our charity of the week, Mayor Hubert Humphrey's Youth Welfare Commission has selected the March of Dimes Drive, which the Musical Nights will help open. This, of course, by courtesy of Philip Morris.
This is Johnny again, returning now to the thousands of store windows and counters all over America. Look for me. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Morris!
If every smoker knew what Philip Morris smokers know, they'd all change to Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. And now, goodbye, Johnny. See you next Sunday, same time, same station, when Philip Morris will again present Philip Morris Night with Horace Heidt. Also, don't forget to listen to...